everyone, and welcome to Discoveryland Online. We're so glad you're here today. Do you have any ideas about what we'll be learning today?
Well, I do have this that I'm excited about. Let's play a game, and it's called Yucky Yuck. Ooh, we're gonna put something in this box and take turns feeling it with our hands. While we feel it, you can decide if it feels good or yucky. If you think it feels good when we touch it, then say good and jump up and down. If you think it's yucky, say yucky yuck and plug your nose. Are you guys ready? Let's play.
All right. Okay, let's see. I'm nervous, Miss Michelle.
I would be too.
Oh.
Well, what do they think?
I think it feels good.
Do ya?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Okay, Miss Michelle, what do you think?
Oh, that feels good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say good. What do you think, you guys? Oh, look. It's a bowl of cotton balls. Oh, that does
feel good.
Nice and soft. I love that. I want to play some more. Do you?
Yes. Let's do it again.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go first this time. I'm going to say yucky yuck. What do you guys think? You try it.
Okay. Uh-oh.
All right. I know, right?
Oh, what is this?
I know, right? It's pretty yucky yuck,
what
isn't
is
it?
What is that? Yes, I think it's yucky yuck.
What do you guys think? Yeah, they say yucky yuck, too. Should we see what it is?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, it's tomatoes!
It's just tomatoes.
I actually love them, but not when you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
that was
yucky
yuck. Okay, guys, it's Miss Evelyn's turn to go first this time.
Okay.
All right,
let's see
what
it is.
Or yucky yuck?
Let's do it again.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Yucky yuck.
Is it yucky
yuck?
Yes,
yucky yuck.
Okay, should I try? Okay. Ew, this is yucky yuck.
What do you think it is, Miss Michelle? Oh, it's on your hand.
It's on my hand. It's spaghetti. Getty noodles.
Ooh.
Now, I would snarf these down, but to sit and feel them,
yucky yuck.
Here.
All right. Okay, Miss Michelle, it's your turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready. So is it going to be good or is it going to be yucky yuck? Okay, here we go. This is another yucky yuck.
Yucky yuck?
Yeah, that's a yucky yuck. Yeah, we'll see what you think.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, yucky yuck.
Yeah.
Yucky yuck.
Yeah, that's a yucky yuck. Okay, so what is it? It's one of my favorites. It's pineapple chunks.
Ooh, I love pineapple.
I do too, but not with my fingers. Mm-hmm. Ah. Good game. That was fun.
We need a fork so we can.
How did you feel about touching the items inside? Were you afraid they might be yucky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was afraid, Miss Michelle.
I know,
yeah.
Me too.
Today we're going to hear a story about 10 men who had a skin disease called leprosy.
Oh, yeah. If someone had leprosy, people didn't want to touch them or even be near them. How sad. They even sent the people with leprosy away so they wouldn't have to come close to them. The only person who was willing to help was Jesus. So today our wonder truth is Jesus cares for everyone. So let's point up, Jesus cares for everyone. Today we'll learn about how Jesus cares for everyone. He cares about you all the time, no matter how big or small or how quiet or how loud you are. Jesus cares for you. Let's sing about how good he is.
Yeah. Oh. I know someone who makes me happy. I know someone who makes me dance. He's the reason my feet are moving. He's the reason I'm gonna live. lift my hands and clap. Clap to the sound. Jump. Jump up. Someone who makes me dance. He's the reason that my feet are moving. He's the reason I'm gonna let my hands and clap, clap to the sound. Jump, jump up and down. Spin, spin all around. I'm singing it out. One, two, three, four. Jesus is the very
God that you made me and I am your kid. Jesus loves me so much. His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I no wonder this is true.
Kids are excited too. What could you possibly be curious about today?
I don't feel so good.
What's wrong, Tack? You don't look good.
I'm not feeling well. I feel yucky. I have a fever and my throat hurts and my stomach is upset and I think I'm losing my fur.
Tack, you are not losing your fur. I think you're just sick.
Have you ever been sick?
Oh, yes. I just had a cold last week, and I felt terrible.
Well, I feel terrible times a million right now.
Tack, I'm so sorry. How can I help you feel better?
Well, I tried to go out and play with my friends yesterday, but when I told them I was sick, they all ran away. Why would they do that?
Oh, Tack, they ran away because they don't want to get your sickness.
I don't understand. I thought they were my friends. So instead, I went inside my house and I told my brother I was sick. And he ran away from me too. He's my brother. Why would he run away too?
Tack, when you're sick, it means you have germs. Germs can spread to other people and make them sick too. People might stay away so they don't get the sickness you have.
And lose their hair?
Tack, you're not losing your hair.
Do you know who is the only one willing to help me?
Who was it, Tack?
My mama. She made me a warm bowl of milk and tucked me into my cat bed.
You have an amazing mama cat, Tack. You'll want to listen to today's story. There's someone other than your mama that cares about you.
There is?
Yes, there is. Today's story will show you that no matter who you are, what you've done, or how sick you might be, Jesus cares for you, no matter what.
Well, now I really want to hear today's story. But can I listen while I'm tucked into my bed? I think my hair is about to fall out.
Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. Have you ever been curious about why someone would take care of you? In God's big story today, we'll see how Jesus cares for people even when nobody else will. Today's wonder truth is Jesus cares for everyone. Let's do that together. Jesus cares for everyone. Today we'll discover Jesus cares for everyone. Before we start today's part of God's big story, we have to do our pay attention eyes, listening ears, and ziplock and button. So are you ready? Let's put on those pay attention glasses. Nice. Mine are big round pineapples.
Mine are big tomatoes.
Oh, I love it. All right, listening ears, let's click those babies on. Are they straight?
Yep, they're straight. Good I can
job.
Hear.
Good job. And now it's time to ziplock and button on three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
Okay, let's get our hearts ready by praying. God, thank you for caring for us. Thank you for caring for everyone. You are such a good God, and we are grateful for your love. Help us hear your voice today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. During the next few weeks, we're learning about people who met Jesus. Jesus met lots of different people and he cared for everyone. Today's story is about more people that Jesus cared about.
One day, Jesus met people who were sick with a disease called leprosy. Mm-hmm. Leprosy is a skin disease that makes sores on people.
Ew.
I know. And it's contagious too. That means that you can spread it to others.
Ooh.
Just like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looked a little bit like this.
Oh, he looks really sick, doesn't he?
He does. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't meet just one person who had leprosy. He met 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow, 10?
10 people with leprosy.
Wow. Nobody wanted to be near these people either. They had leprosy because everyone else was afraid of getting the sickness too. I think I would be too, wouldn't you, Miss Evelyn?
I would.
Oh, so the people with leprosy had to live far away from their family and friends. Do you think they were sad? I bet they were. When the people saw Jesus, they hoped that he could help.
Jesus, they shouted, please help us. Say it with me. Are you ready? Jesus, please help us.
Jesus said, go and show yourselves to the priests. Priests are religious teachers.
And as they turned to leave, they noticed something was happening to their skin. It began to heal.
Wow.
The leprosy was slowly disappearing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Can you imagine what they have felt when Jesus healed them?
Oh my goodness. The men who were healed must have been so happy. Can you imagine? They probably wanted to run to their families and friends. But one man didn't run to his family and friends right away. One of the men who had been sick ran back to Jesus. He kneeled in front of him and he shouted, praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Say it with me. Praise be to God.
When Jesus saw him, he noticed this man was the only one who came back to thank him. So Jesus told the man to get up and go because his faith had healed him.
Jesus cared for everyone that day, even the ones who didn't come back to say thank you. He saw the people with leprosy needed him and he cared for them. Jesus changed their lives forever. We can always know Jesus cares for us because Jesus cares for everyone.
Okay, so our wonder truth today is Jesus cares for everyone. Where did you see our wonder truth happen in the story?
Good answers. Jesus cares for everyone. He cares for your family, your friends, people who live in another country, and for people you don't even know.
Every person is loved by God and they matter to him. Just like in God's big story today, the one man came back and thanked God. We can thank God for his love and care. He cares for us.
When we're done today, or later on, if you have a chance, maybe you could find some paper and coloring supplies and make a thank you card for God. You can draw a picture of something you want to thank God for.
That's a great idea, Miss Michelle. Right now, let's pray. As we pray to God, repeat what I say in a whisper. God hears our shouts and he hears our whispers too. So cup one hand around your mouth as you whisper and let's pray and talk to God. God, thank you for loving us.
God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for caring for us.
Thank you for caring for us.
Thank you for caring for everyone.
Thank you for caring for everyone.
We love you.
We love you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Good job, you guys. It's time for our blessing now. So hold out your hands like you're going to be receiving a gift from God. Jesus cares about everyone. He cares about the little things and the big things. May you always remember that Jesus cares for you too, and you can tell him anything.